Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's been 1 week since we all woke up to the news that Donald Trump was the president-elect. And of course, one of the top issues for many voters is what he might do about our immigration policy. Joining us right now, Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies. And let's get to the one issue, Mark Krikorian, and that has to do with a border wall or border fence. Certainly wall was the word that was used during the campaign. Are the appropriations there? Is the authority there for the president to act without Congress to actually begin construction on a border barrier of some kind?
Well, the authority is clearly there. I mean, the president can do whatever he thinks, you know, he needs to do in order to protect the border. So yeah, he has the authority to do that. The question is, does he have money? And he might well have money to get started, because, you know, there's always flexibility in there. There's money for maintaining the current fences and all that. So I have to think probably he has money to get started, but not to finish. Not to do everything he wants.
Well, and of course, Mark Krikorian, you have said over the past year when we talk about this issue that the wall is a part, but it's just one part of a much bigger picture about keeping people coming into this country illegally. What else, in your opinion, should be done as soon as possible using the president's executive authority? Again, not overstepping his executive authority, using authority that he currently has.
Well, the first thing he can do, and they've said they're going to do this, is cancel all of these executive actions and everything that Obama took that are illegal, really. And that's one. That's the first big thing he can do. Second thing he can do, and again, they've already talked about this, is go against these sanctuary things. In other words, turn off the federal grants that they're giving them. Because really, I mean, if they're defying federal law, why is Washington giving them money? They're rewarding them, basically.
Yeah. And we had Senator David Vitter this morning on WMAL reemphasizing that bill that he's already proposed. And what kind of showdown will there be then between these municipalities like Washington, D.C., Chicago, Los Angeles, Louisiana, New Orleans, I should say, who have said, no, we're going to stay a sanctuary city. To heck with you, federal government.
That'll be interesting to see. That's going to be one of the more interesting dramas over the next year, because the federal government initially will stop certain funding programs from the Justice Department. But if the cities basically say, well, we'll live without it, there's further things they can do. For instance, they can go to court and get an injunction against those policies because they are illegal. They're a violation of federal law. They can, in fact, at sort of the most extreme, they can actually prosecute criminally the city council or county supervisors, whoever's the responsible authority, for harboring illegal aliens, because that's what they're doing. They're knowingly harboring illegal aliens. So my point, I don't know if they'll do that, but this really could escalate, and it'll be interesting to see who wins this face-off.
Well, and of course, how that face-off goes down will very much depend on who's the Attorney General, who's in charge of Homeland Security, or most directly, ICE, and a lot of names are being floated. I'm wondering where you sit on some of the names you're hearing, specifically Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who has been so active in as many of the ideas and laws that have enforced existing immigration laws.
Well, Chris Kobach would be a great choice either for Attorney General or DHS Secretary. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what he wants, but I mean, for either one of those, he would be a good choice.
Putting Chris Kobach in a position like that would signal to you at Center for Immigration Studies and any of the other concerned Americans about immigration that, yes, Donald Trump as president will be very serious about his promises.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because Chris is not the kind of guy who's going to take a job like that and then, trim and cut corners and not do what he said he's going to do. So, yeah, if he were appointed as Attorney General or as Homeland Security Secretary, that would be a clear signal this administration really is serious about following through on their promises.
Moving on to some of these other issues that we're seeing floating in the news, and this is why we love having you on the immigration issue, Mark Krikorian, because you sort of sift through the fact and the myth. I've seen this one trial balloon, maybe coming from the Obama administration, that the president, the current president, could issue some kind of pardon for people who are in this country illegally. And let's face it, because of his executive action that actually started the process of granting amnesty to, I think, 2 million, upwards to 2 million people, they have their names, they have their addresses, they have all their information. Could he do that?
He could, because the pardon power is in the Constitution. I mean, there's no question about the legality there. The problem is, you wouldn't really get them anything, because all the president could do is pardon them for criminal actions, like identity theft, things like this. They still remain illegal aliens, and they remain deportable. So it doesn't really do what people think it would do. And I don't think that actually came from the administration. You know, that story, I think, was spread by the Dreamers, you know, the activists,
sure,
or the illegal immigrants who came here as kids. They're just, I think it was an uninformed rumor that they developed to try to create political push behind this, because it really wouldn't help them in any way.
It doesn't give them citizenship. It doesn't give them a green card. It just
keeps
them from
legal
prosecuting.
Status to stay here. Nothing. It gives them nothing at all.
So far, 7 days in, Mark Krikorian, encouraged by the direction for the transition team with regard to the immigration issue?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously nothing concrete has happened yet, but to the extent we have seen anything, yes, absolutely. They seem to be definitely moving forward in the way that the president-elect said they were going to during the campaign.
Mark Krikorian, Executive Director, Center for Immigration Studies. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.